Parliament yesterday approved the National Budget Framework Paper for the financial year 2026-2027, 2030-2031, clearing the way for preparation of detailed budget estimates. The Finance State Minister, Henry Musasizi, who moved the motion during a sitting chaired by the Deputy Speaker, Thomas Tayeba, said the framework paper is anchored on the monetization of the economy through commercial agriculture, industrialization, expanded social services, digital transformation and improved market access. Musasizi adds that the plan is designed to support Uganda's long-term ambition of growing into a $500 billion US dollar economy by 2040.
I wish to inform the House that the budget framework paper has been prepared consistent with the NDP 4 priorities which were approved by this House and the NRM Manifesto 2026-2031. Briefly, I wish to state that the economy is projected to grow between 6.5% and 7%.
However, Kira Municipality Member of Parliament Honorable Ibrahim Semujunganda, who filed a minority report, warns that the framework paper breaches statutory fiscal rules and risks deepening Uganda's debt vulnerabilities. Semuju argues that the paper itself acknowledges the likelihood of breaching the debt threshold alongside missed targets on the fiscal deficit and domestic revenue mobilization.
Public debt is plunging Uganda into a crisis. The NRM government plans to borrow over 18.5 trillion from the domestic market, commercial banks, finance the budget. The 8.9 trillion will be new loans to finance the budget and 9.6 trillion to roll over maturing debt. The central bank is concerned with the domestic debt private sector credit. By overborrowing from commercial banks, the NRM government is crowding out the private sector. So you are competing with the citizens that you want to empower, you remove all the money, they have nothing.